Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 16th year. This week, we sit down with Corby Carrison, the event director for G2E for Reed Exhibitions, on how the 2021 version of the show is shaping up. This week's program is thanks in part to Konami Gaming, which we've heard has three-dimension video slot cabinets arriving to G2E for the first time next week. Visit KonamiGaming.com for all the details. G2E is back and hopefully better than ever. Corby Carrison, the event director for G2E, explains how the pandemic and the cancellation of last year's in-person event has informed organizers about what is needed at this year's show. She explains the health and safety concerns, reveals the keynote speakers, and explains why this year's show will be important to demonstrate the resilience of the gaming industry. She spoke with me from the UNLV Blackfire Innovation Center in Las Vegas last week. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. Our guest today is Corby Carrison, the event director for G2E, works for Reed Exhibitions. Corby, it's great to see you again. It's been quite some time here.
It's been a little while, Roger. Thank you for the opportunity. It's great to see you.
Sure. Well, you know, it's getting it to be an exciting time of year. You know, I know you're very busy leading up to G2E. So last year, G2E was held only virtually. It was a very different, obviously, than this year. It's back live this year, but there's also a virtual component. How's that going to work?
Well, we have to look back at last year and how we interacted with our audience last year.
Right.
It was really valuable to gain the insights and a lot of learnings on how to connect with people virtually, but there's no substitute for meeting face-to-face,
sure.
We know that.
Sure.
We also know that there are a lot of restrictions that are preventing people, for example, travel bans or maybe corporate travel restrictions. So we really felt like it was important to include a virtual option for people to participate in G2E this year. So in addition to our face-to-face event,
right. We
will be having virtual components like live streaming of our keynotes, and we have three really great keynote addresses that we've announced so far, one announcement forthcoming.
Sure.
And we're also going to live stream a lot of our really big, juicy, choice,
right. Concurrent
sessions. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a pretty robust lineup of those sessions that will be live streamed, but also available on demand.
Okay, great. So how does one sign up for that if you're not going to come to G2E in person?
Just go to the website, globalgamingexpo.com. Mm-hmm. In the upper right corner, there's a green button that says Register Now. And you'll see all the registration options, including the virtual registration option.
Okay, great. So Nevada has a mask mandate. I believe it's the only state in the country right now. How is G2E going to handle that if it's still in place at that point?
Well, we will be following all guidance that comes from the state, federal, including the mask mandate that is in place.
Okay.
So that is something that is definitely, we're monitoring all the time.
Right.
Never know how things are going to change,
because as
we've seen, things change sometimes daily, and very often when you're not expecting it.
Yeah.
So we are monitoring health and safety daily, but as for right now, the mask mandate is in place. And one other thing that Venetian Expo has asked us to convey to people is that mandate is in place across the whole property.
Right.
So it is something that is in place when you walk through the casino, when you enjoy the amenities of the casino, when you're walking down the hallway to come to G2E. All of those public spaces are covered also by the mask mandate.
Okay, great. So there's other health and safety features that you're doing as well. Give us an outline of what we're doing with that.
Well, just to kind of address what's going on in the expo hall, we did a little tiny rearrangement of the expo hall floor to just create wider aisles,
right.
to give a little more space for people who are walking around.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, when we last gathered for G2E, we didn't have a focus on hand sanitizer
like
we do now. So you'll be seeing hand sanitizer in a lot of different places. And just a little more open space for physical space between people.
So it's possible to socially distance then?
It is.
Yeah,
it will be. And really, all of these things are done with health and safety first priority in mind, mm-hmm. but also giving people a little comfort. People, I think, in general, are feeling a little more comfortable when there is a little more social distance between each other.
Okay, great. So we know there's a lot of travel restrictions, particularly international. I guess you're not expecting too many international visitors just because of those restrictions. And so how did that impact your exhibitors? Because there's a lot of international exhibitors as well.
It's true. And it's no surprise that our international audience will not be what it was in 2019. We look forward to the day when we all can be back together again. But it's looking like this is not that time.
Sure.
So, yeah, our international attendee presence will be affected. And we have seen a little bit of impact from the international exhibitors as well.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, many of them, do have folks in the U.S., Mexico, somewhere in the Americas that are able to facilitate their exhibit. But we did see a few that unfortunately aren't able to join us.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them have decided to take up presence in other ways, like through sponsorship mm-hmm. opportunities. So they have a presence.
Okay.
And there's also on the virtual experience, the ability for attendees and exhibitors to contact each other and connect via the internal G2E platform as well.
Okay, great. So one of the advantages of being in person is, of course, the networking. I think that was the thing that suffered the most when it's virtual. You don't have that kind of networking presence. I mean, we try to do it a little bit, but it's not really the same. So what kind of networking opportunities are we doing at G2E this year?
We're doing something this year that we have never done before.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually going to take place on Monday afternoon, the 4th, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a networking session, but it's also kind of a work session.
Mm-hmm.
We're calling it G2E Connects. And the idea is to invite everybody to participate and come in and share a lot of the ideas or development or stories that you've gained over the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly we've all done a lot of work at home or at our office and not connected with our peers a lot.
Sure.
So this is an opportunity to come together and talk to our peers about things like how to build your career and what challenges have you really seen in the last couple of years. Connecting with people on a little more personal level, on the more personal subjects that we haven't talked about in person in a long time.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a coming together. It's going to be a little facilitation of conversation
mm-hmm.
and really sharing ideas that, in a way that we haven't done before.
Okay.
Connecting people with like-minded people.
Okay.
We're also putting an opportunity out on the expo hall floor, and this will take place on Wednesday. This is something that a roundtable opportunity that we did within the conference program a couple of years ago. It was really popular, but this year we're opening it up on the expo hall floor for anybody mm-hmm. to attend. And this is kind of an extension of some of the content that we're doing in the education program.
Right.
For example, talking about sports betting, really digging in deep on some topics within mm-hmm. sports betting or the modernization of payments within the industry. We're asking a few industry leaders to come and facilitate those conversations for us. And it, like I said, it takes some of the topics that we're talking about and gives people a chance to connect and dig a little bit deeper on
those. And that'll be on the exhibit floor.
It is.
Okay, interesting. Our G2E editorial team has spoken at length with Konami about its plans for G2E 2021, and it is clear that Konami is laser-focused on achieving meaningful gains for operators and our industry as a whole. Understanding market challenges, Konami's world-class R&D team has been active in expanding on proven successful innovations like its award-winning Dimension Cabinet Series and its world-famous All Aboard Series. See Konami's most promising new products like Bull Blitz and Lucky Envelope next month at G2E and try them out firsthand. You've announced a couple of keynotes. Tell us what you've already announced. Obviously, you can't reveal the other one, although by the time people see this, they'll probably have heard it. So.
Certainly. So we, of course, look forward to, on Tuesday morning before the show opens, hearing from Bill Miller
mm-hmm.
and the state of the industry. So I'm sure that he will have a lot to share on that. And shortly after, on the same stage, mm-hmm. he'll be having a discussion with Governor Sisolak and Representative Titus from Nevada. So they have a lot to talk about over where the industry has been in the last 18 months and how recovery is going. So that'll be a really interesting discussion that everyone is invited to watch. Then we have a keynote on Tuesday afternoon, and that's something new we haven't done before is an afternoon keynote. But that's going to be a discussion on diversity and inclusion in the industry. And it's an area, it's top of mind for everybody.
Sure.
It's really important for us to explore ways of bringing in a more diverse leadership, especially in the industry. So we're having some leaders from in and outside of the gaming industry to lead that discussion. That'll be really interesting. And then on Wednesday morning, before the expo hall opens, our keynote address features three very prominent business leaders in the gaming industry: Jim Allen from Seminole Hard Rock, Bill Hornbuckle from MGM Resorts International, and also our friends from Wynn, Matt Maddox, will be joining. And it's the first time that these three have been together, and that will be moderated by Contessa Brewer of CNBC. So that angle, I think, is going to be interesting to hear from all of those business leaders, along with interesting facilitated discussion.
Yeah.
And we know how anxious people are to hear from the C level in the industry, and having those three leaders together is going to be really
well. That's kind of a throwback to what G2E used to do. So it's good to see that happening again, because people are always interested in what the leaders of the industry have to say in kind of an informal setting like
that. It's true.
That's great. That's great. So Indian gaming is always a big part of G2E. You know, we had NIGA just a few months ago in July, and it was a success as well. So what are you doing to ensure that tribal government gaming remains a big part of G2E?
Well, the folks at NIGA have been great partners with us at G2E for many years.
Right.
And we're continuing to keep that relationship going.
Mm-hmm.
NIGA is developing a group of sessions within our education program. So they know best what the tribal casino folks want to see. And by the way, they also, the content they're developing is really relevant for anybody in the business.
Right.
So we're really happy to have NIGA be our partner again in content in G2E, and also on the expo hall floor. They have a lot of folks that want to network together, and there's a place for them to gather together and share their ideas as well.
Mm-hmm. Great, great. You know, I'm an old guy. I used to have to huff across the floor finding the people I wanted to see. But you've got a lot of great interactive tools now. I'm starting to use that occasionally, and it works out really well. So give us an idea of what some of the interactive tools that G2E is using this year to hook up attendees with the exhibitors.
Well, we're continuing to build on our mobile app platform.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people did engage with that in the past, and we learn from talking to them what works, what needs a little bit of improvement.
Sure.
But one area that's been really strong is the wayfinding within the G2E app. So it's you just hold in your hand, you punch in who you want to see, and it will give you point-by-point instructions on how to find an exhibitor on the expo hall floor. Also within the app, there's an Ask Me, so it's manned by actual people. So if you have questions on what's going on or how to do something, there are people there to answer your questions.
Right.
And we also have, like I mentioned, within the app, there are ways to connect with other attendees to connect with exhibitors.
Right.
And if you're not able to meet up physically, you can meet up on the platform.
Right. Okay, great. Yeah, I've found that to be an interesting way, especially when you're looking for an exhibitor. You know, I mean, I can't tell you how many extra miles I walked, while doing this. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, the expo floor is also home to many different disciplines: at table games, iGaming, security and surveillance. Has that worked out for exhibitors and attendees alike, so that they're kind of gathered all in one area, or have you changed that at all this year?
It's worked out great in the past, and and the expo hall floor, there's no question it will look a little bit different this year. We've had a few of our exhibitors downsize, for example. A couple of the international aren't able to be here this year. So there's a little bit of rearrangement that you'll see.
Sure.
But overall, really highly anticipated. I've been having some conversations along with our PR team with some of the individual exhibitors, and some of what I'm hearing on the technology and the innovation that they're bringing is things that I've been in the industry more than 20 years, things that I never could have imagined. So there's going to be a lot of excitement on the expo hall floor. It's going to be highly anticipated and really great showing.
Right. Yeah, we just finished putting together our October issue, which will be distributed at G2E, and Frank Legato, our editor, went around to all the slot companies to talk about their new games and cabinets and systems and things like that, and he just came back saying, you know, it's going to blow people's minds because the R&D never stopped, you know, during the pandemic. They kept most of them kept their people on and kept developing new products, and he said they've taken a giant leap forward. So
it really has from the little I've seen, and I know that Frank is deeply immersed in it.
Right.
It's really amazing stuff.
Yeah, and Frank was just looking at the slot games when you talk about cashless payments and those kind of things. I mean, they really have taken a giant leap forward for sure. So what do you think this says? I mean, yes, we're going to be down a little in attendance because of the international travel restrictions. Maybe a few exhibitors couldn't afford to do it this year, but there's still, you know, you're still going to be a great show with a lot of new technology, as we just mentioned, and a lot of people attending. What does this say about the health of the industry in terms of its economic health?
Well, I think we all have been tuned into the economic performance that we've seen in the U.S. especially.
Sure.
AGA puts out the monthly reports, and they have been just unbelievable. I mean, record-breaking numbers on performance.
Sure.
And that is without a lot of international visitation in the U.S.
Right.
So I think that the industry is, of course, not back like it was in 2019, but the recovery is going really strong, and it really just speaks to the resilience of the people in the industry and the industry overall.
Sure.
This is an industry built of people who are hard workers. They get the job done.
Right.
They work well together, and they love the industry and they want to see it succeed. So I think what we've seen so far is evidence of that, of really great work that people are doing together, and the industry's coming back.
Right,
so they want to meet up at G2E.
Well, why is that so important that they get back together again?
There's nothing really like meeting in person.
Mm-hmm.
We've done the virtual. We've done for years, and of course it necessitated over the last 18 months, but there's no substitute for being in person and doing this business in person. Seeing some of these products, it's just not the same on video.
Sure.
When you see them, you touch them, it's a whole different experience.
Sure.
And I think overall, our industry is just anxious to be together again, see those things, learn from each other, and do business.
Right. So, you know, you just mentioned how long you've been in the industry, 20 plus years, and I believe you're the first event director at G2E who actually had gaming experience prior to becoming event director. What did you bring to the table then in that case? And I know the industry has responded great to it because they know you know the business.
Well, thank you for that. It's one of those things that you kind of never imagine yourself in a role like this. And when you start in your career and you're building your career and there are so many mentors along the way that help you, you never really know where it's leading.
Right.
So my very first job in Las Vegas was with a company that did gaming systems, something I never imagined before.
Sure.
So I learned about that part of the business, moved on to the slot business and worked in marketing, learned a lot about that over many years. And then transitioned into a job actually working for the trade show industry and having a lot of gaming clients.
Right.
Never imagined that I would get experience on the operations side of how to run trade show. And then I went and worked in the conference business for a little while. So I picked up some of that knowledge along the way. And then it all sort of found its way in the perfect storm coming together in a role that has a little bit of all of those things in it. So I really hope that my perspective, what I bring to the table, is really valuable to the industry. I love it.
Yes.
It allows me to work in two spaces that are really a lot of fun for me and, mm-hmm. and bring it all together.
Great, great. Well, like I say, I think you've done a great job as a leader here. But you know, the first year you were there, you started in 18, right?
I did.
So you had two good shows, and then last year was completely different. So what does this mean to you that now we're coming back together?
It's so much fun. I mean, it's the people for me that mm-hmm. really make what I do so enjoyable.
Right.
And being able to come together is so wonderful. Being able to go and see my colleagues in Connecticut,
right.
see my partners at the AGA, and become immersed in the business, is in the lead up to being together face to face again, it's really valuable for me. But being able to be involved in bringing the industry back together, it's so much fun for me. And I hope that it means as much to
sure.
those in the industry to be able to come back together.
Well, it does. Certainly, I'm going to be thrilled to be able to interview people for the first time face to face for a long time. So thanks for the time, Corby. And we're looking forward in 2 weeks' time to G2E, and I guess a week by the time people see this. And thanks for joining us. And we'll see you at G2E.
Thank you.
She had to pull through.
Hope you enjoyed this week's GGB podcast, with thanks again to Konami Gaming. Contact your Konami Gaming rep to schedule your tour of their Dimension slots at next week's G2E. To learn more about G2E, the keynotes, and the exhibitors, visit ggbmagazine.com, and also don't miss P3 Magazine for all the progressive products at the show. For all the news of the gaming industry, particularly of the recovery from the pandemic, delivered to your desktop every Monday morning, subscribe for free at ggbnews.com by using the code GGB180. And don't miss any episode. Subscribe on iTunes or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.